Hello, I'm Margaret Iacono, Assistant Curator for the Frick Collection. In this piece, I'll be discussing the magnificent painting, Still Life with Lemons, Oranges, and a Rose, and Oil on Canvas by Spanish artist Francisco de Zurbarán. The painting is on loan to the Frick from the Norton Simon Museum in Pasadena, California. Although Zurbarán is thought of primarily as a painter of religious narratives, this image is a milestone in both the artist's oeuvre, or body of work, and in the history of still life painting. It is also one of the most famous paintings in the Norton Simons collection. Resting at the center of a brown tabletop and set against a velvety black background is a basket brimming with oranges and crowned with orange blossoms. To the left of the basket, a silver plate holds what are actually four citrons, which are similar to their relative, the lemon, from whom they are distinguished by their larger size and thick, bumpy rind. To the right of the orange basket, a second lustrous silver plate displays a pink rose and a white two-handled cup filled with water. An intense light coming from the viewer's left defines the objects, bringing them into the three-dimensional world, but avoiding lighting the nebulous space behind them. This penetrating radiance cascades across the polished surface of the table, casting partial reflections of the citrons, basket, and plates. As a result of a recent cleaning of the canvas in preparation for its travel to the Frick, the items on the table now project more convincingly, and you can almost feel the pitted skin of the fruit, the coarse weave of the basket, and the coolness of the silver plates. Zurbarán's signature and the painting's date, 1633, are also now more easily readable on the table's lower edge. Though the composition may have been designed to be a still life devoid of deeper meaning, the traditional associations of the individual objects encourage a symbolic reading. The citrons are a paschal fruit and denote faithfulness. The basket of oranges represent virginity. Orange blossoms, fecundity. Water, purity. And the rose is a symbol of divine love. The image has been construed as an homage to the Virgin, and several of the items depicted appear in other paintings by Zurbarán, in which the Virgin is the central theme. Additionally, the structural division of the composition into three separate units might allude to the Trinity. No documentation exists, however, to confirm that these symbolic interpretations were intended by Zurbarán or understood as such by his contemporary audience. Moreover, X-radiographs of the painting reveal that Zurbarán originally had included a silver plate of candied sweet potato, a popular treat at the time. This may indicate that the artist was more concerned, at least initially, with the physical qualities of the objects than with their symbolic allusions. Pure still life paintings are rare in Zurbarán's oeuvre, yet surviving preparatory studies indicate that others may once have existed. While the artist excelled in their execution, still lives were considered less worthy subjects for a serious artist who was expected to apply his talents to producing more challenging figural narratives. Even though it may have been disdained by art theorists, still life painting flourished in the sophisticated Spanish cities of Toledo and Madrid as early as the 1590s. Philip II moved his court from Toledo to Madrid in 1561, yet the city continued to teem with educated residents who encouraged artistic innovation and who would have been attuned to concealed symbolisms. Appreciation for this subject matter did not emerge in Seville, where Zurbarán was active, until the 1640s. It has been proposed that the artist painted the Norton Simon canvas in preparation for a trip to Madrid in 1634, where he was enlisted to assist with the adornment of Philip IV's Buen Retiro Palace. Aware that still lives were in vogue in the urbane metropolis, even if they were not particularly valued in Seville, Zurbarán's still life was once part of the distinguished collection of Count Alessandro Contini Bonacossi, and like all of Contini's artworks, it was to be bequeathed to the Italian nation. Owing to complex negotiations with the Count's heirs, however, only a fraction of the legendary collection ultimately came into the possession of the Italian state, and the still life was not part of this. Simon, prompted by rumors that the Louvre was about to acquire the painting, spent an impressive $2,725,000 for it in 1972, the third highest price paid for an old master at the time. You can read more about Cerberon's glorious painting in the catalog, which accompanies the Frick's current exhibition of paintings from the Norton Simon Museum. If you would like to learn more about the recent cleaning of this painting, please consult our website at www.frick.org for a podcast discussion between Mark Leonard, head of paintings conservation at the J. Paul Getty Museum, and Carol Tonieri, chief curator of the Norton Simon Museum.